BBC WM 95.6, The Voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. Lunch with Caroline Martin. Thank you for your messages so far on weight. OK, we're getting some good messages. Hi to Jane, Tina and also Penny and Izzy. I'll do your messages in a bit. I've asked about feeders. Are you with or have you been with a feeder? Because apparently there are some people that feed their partners so that they stay with them, maybe to make them less attractive to people of the opposite sex. But if you've been through that, then do let me know. And also, are there some parents to blame for children being obese? What do you think? Give me a call, 08453 00956, and you can text me 81333, starting your text with WM. Now, if you're a parent, there is a word that I'm sure strikes fear into you whenever you hear it, and it's meningitis. As a mum of five, it's something that makes me feel very panicked, and I suspect most of us know the signs and how to check. But it must be terrifying to find out that your child has got it. Now, I'm going to speak to a mum in a bit who is fighting to get a change in the way a strain of the disease is tackled. But I wonder if you, as a parent or a grandparent, have experienced a child having meningitis. It's really scary when they get poorly. I mean, there was that time where you see on the TV, you've got to do the tumbler check. And I've done that on my children. They come out in a rash. You do the tumbler check. But there is more to it than that, as we're going to find out in just a tick. Because as I said, I wanted to talk to a mother from Walsall who is fighting to make a change. Now, I'm lucky enough to talk to Julie Tuckley from Walsall, who's going to share her story about her son, Tommy. Afternoon, Julie.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. So, Tommy, I've been reading all about him. He's really gone through the mill, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
Can you tell everybody exactly what's happened?
Tommy had meningococcal septicemia when he was 5 months old. He had his left leg amputated through the knee, his right leg amputated below the knee, all of his right hand and fingers on his left hand.
Oh, my word, poor little boy. Can you tell us, Julie, exactly how you knew that something was wrong in the first place? Let's talk, if we go back, to how this illness all began. Can you tell us the signs, the symptoms, and tell us the story from there?
Well, it was like, he was all right in the daytime, a bit cranky. He was only 5 months old, so I thought he was teething. Mm. On the night time, I'd done his temperature. It was, like, nearly 38, so I took him to an out-of-hours service. When we got there, his temperature was 39.8. Tommy was looked over, basically, and told he had a throat infection. He was very, very cranky.